بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا، صدق الله العظيم. Honorable ulama ikram, respected elders and brothers in Islam, as we draw closer to Qiyamah and we move further away from the time the Mubarak, blessed, nurani, enlightened time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the fitnas and the tests and challenges against our iman will only increase. إِنَّ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ جُعِلَتْ عَافِيَتُهَا فِي أَوَّلِهَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this ummah, the first of this ummah, the former of this ummah, they have been protected. And the latter of this ummah, they will encounter many tests, many trials, many tribulations and many challenges against their iman, trying to take them away from the iman. So as we draw closer to Qiyamah, these challenges will only increase. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith of Muslim Sharif, تُعْرَضُ الْفِتَنُ عَلَى الْقُلُوبِ كَالْحَصِيرِ عُودًا عُودًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when a person goes to lie down on a mat, on a chatai, so when a person sleeps on that mat, then that mat leaves impressions and marks on his body. Like that, fitnas will come, challenges will come that will leave their mark on the hearts of my ummah. Udan uda. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, not one fitna, not one challenge, not two, but like the chatai, that mat is made up of hundreds of straws, hundreds of strands of straws, like that those fitnas, one after the other, they will come to leave their mark and the impression on the hearts of my ummah. فَأَيُّ قَلْبٍ أُشْرِبَهَا نُكِتَتْ فِيهِ. That heart which entertains that fitna, that falls into that challenge, that fitna, then a black spot will appear on that heart. وَأَيُّ قَلْبٍ أَنْكَرَهَا نُكِتَتْ فِيهِ نُكْتَةٌ بَيْضَاءَ. And that heart that rejects that challenge, fights and wards off that challenge, doesn't get affected by that fitna, holds on to that iman, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that heart will remain pure and white, spotless. Hatta, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this will continue, one challenge after the next, one black spot after the next, حتى يسير على قلبين. Until people will become into two groups, you'll get two types of hearts, two types of iman, two types of people. One is that class of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst them, قُلُوبٌ مِثْلُ الصَّفَى. Hearts, one group of people will have such hearts that are pure and white like marbles, can penetrate, nothing affects that heart. And the others, أَسْوَدٌ مِرْبَدَى. The other group of hearts will become blackened, like the color of ash, like the color of something that is burnt. كَالْكُوزِ مَجْخِيَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and those hearts that have slowly been blackened by the spots of fitna, by the spots of the various challenges that came to take them further and further away from iman, further and further away from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those hearts will become كَالْكُوزِ مَجْخِيَا, like that utensil, that goblet, that glass or that container that is turned upside down. Turned upside down meaning لا يعرف معروفا ولا ينكر منكرا. That heart will become such that the good doesn't seem to be good any longer to that heart. And that evil doesn't seem to be evil any longer to that heart. So as we go closer to Qiyamah, these types of challenges will only increase. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kal hasir, like those straws on that mat, not one, but many. And not only will they increase, but they will also increase in the intensity, in the severity. Every coming challenge and situation will be worse than the previous one. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ فِتَنًا كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. That hasten to do whatever you can before such a time comes where such fitnas and such challenges will befall this ummah like pieces of the dark night. Muhaddithin explain, a pitch black night, meaning that night is so dark that a person cannot see the road at all. He doesn't know whether he must go to the right, he doesn't know whether he must go to the left. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that those challenges will be such that a person won't know whether he's coming or he's going. He won't know what is right and what is wrong. It will be so confusing. It will be such a difficult moment. Allah keep us steadfast. That يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. Allah protect our iman. Those challenges will be so strong that a person will wake up in the morning with perfect iman. But by evening, that fitna is so strong that he will, night will fall and he will be robbed of his iman. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi explains, he says, imma haqiqatan, either it means that he will completely leave the fold of Islam, he will no longer be a believer. Wa imma mushabihan bil kafara aw amilan bi a'mali al kafara. Or if he doesn't lose his iman entirely, that challenge will be so strong that waning of the day in terms of his iman, by the evening he's compromised some of that iman. Now he's leaning towards the ways of the disbelievers. He begins to resemble their ways, their thinking, their behavior, their likes, their dislikes. Why? As a result of the fitna. So the fitnas will increase. Their severities will increase. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us that, oh my ummah, don't ever think that I am strong enough to take on that fitna. I am a born Muslim. I grew up in a Muslim environment. I fast in the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. May Allah increase that. Never become complacent in thinking that my iman is of such a level that I can do anything, or I can go anywhere, or I can expose myself to any type of a test and I'll be safe. No. The words, not my words. The words of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his warning. He says, oh my ummah, If Allah has blessed you with that gift of iman, that wealth of iman, remember only Allah can give us that wealth. Nobody can give us that wealth. No matter how much a person may try, but if Allah doesn't want to give him that wealth of iman, he will never get that wealth of iman. So, oh my ummah, if you are those lucky people whom Allah has blessed with the wealth of iman, don't take that iman for granted. Man tasharrafa laha tastashrifu lah. The person who presents himself to the challenge, he exposes himself to the challenge, thinking himself to be strong enough, the words of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tastashrifu lah ay tajdhibuhu. The challenge will suck him away. That fitna will take him away. It was a curious glance. Out of curiosity, I opened that site. Someone told me about it, curiosity. It started off like that, man tasharrafa laha. I exposed myself to that test, to that challenge, to that situation that is wanting to take me away from my Allah and his Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what is a challenge, a fitna. Taking you, diverting you away from Allah and his Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there what happened? It was a curious glance, and now it has become an addiction. And not just an addiction like a drug addiction, I can go into the rehab, or my respect and my integrity is at stake, nobody knows what is going on. But that person knows the fight that he is fighting within his mind, within his heart. By the qasam of Allah, he will never ever see a single day of happiness. Because his heart is fighting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His heart is fighting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it was out of curiosity. Out of innocence, I exposed myself, I heard that song for example, thinking it just to be a song or a tune. But have you realized the severity of that music? That now it has become an addiction. And in the words of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every time I listen to that music, I am growing the tree of hypocrisy in my heart. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us, O my ummah, it's not a simple thing. إِنَّ الْغِنَاءَ يُنْبِتُ النِّفَاقَ فِي الْقَلْبِ. That music breeds and grows hypocrisy in your heart. كَمَا يُنْبِتُ الْمَاءُ وَالْعَشَرُ. Like how water, like how grass grows with water. Like this, hypocrisy grows in the heart. So these are some examples. So various types of challenges will come before this ummah. And all these challenges will culminate in the greatest of all tests and all challenges. May Allah safeguard us. May Allah protect us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, مَا بَيْنَ خَلْقِ آدَمْ مَا بَيْنَ خَلْقِ آدَمْ إِلَىٰ قِيَامِ السَّاعَةِ أَمْرٌ أَكْبَرُ مِنَ الدَّجَّالِ. That from the day Adam alayhi salam was created till the day of Qiyamah, this world will never witness a challenge and a test against Iman like the test and challenge of Dajjal. This will be the culmination of all these fitnas and all these challenges. These all building up. All building up to that one great fitna that is going to come. And that is the fitna of Al-Masih al-Dajjal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from his fitna. Now when this is going to happen, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not left this ummah without the solutions, without the way to protect ourselves from these challenges. Many things Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned and taught us in the hadith whereby we can protect our iman and save ourselves from all those situations that want to rob us from our iman. Many things have been mentioned, and inshallah in the coming weeks also we will hear. But amongst all these things, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has highlighted one thing, and that is the Quran Sharif. The Quran is like a fortress which protects a person from all types of fitna. Reciting the Quran, learning the Quran, teaching the Quran, respecting the Quran, loving the Quran, practicing upon the Quran, specifically from amongst all the surahs of the Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that that person who recites Suratul Kahf, in some narrations, he memorizes the first 10 verses of Suratul Kahf. In some narrations, he memorizes the last 10 verses of Suratul Kahf. In some narrations, he recites the first 10 verses or the last 10 verses of Suratul Kahf. In some narrations, even if he recites 3 verses of Suratul Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect that person from the fitna of Dajjal. In one narration of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says a person who recites Suratul Kahf on a Friday, Allah will save him from every fitna for the next 8 days. And if Dajjal has to appear in those 8 days, then he will be saved even from the fitna of Al-Masih al-Dajjal. So this is inshallah the series that we are going to be commencing with on Suratul Kahf. Now the question is, what is the link between Suratul Kahf and the fitnas of the time and the fitnas of Al-Masih al-Dajjal? What is the link? How is it that the surah is a protection from all types of fitna? And specifically the surah is a protection from the fitna of Al-Masih al-Dajjal. So the historian, celebrated scholar accepted in the Arab and non-Arab world, Sayyid Abu al-Hasan Ali al-Nadwi rahimahullah, has written an entire book on the subject, Bayn al-Imani wal-Madiyah, explaining how the surah, how the Suratul Kahf, and what is the link the surah has between protecting us from all the different types of fitna. So he explains that in this surah, if we read very closely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has discussed 4 amazing and unique incidents. And each one of these 4 incidents, in each one of these incidents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted one type of fitna and challenge that will affect each and every individual at some point in his life. At some stage or the other, we will be faced with this challenge against our iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described these challenges by way of incidents. The first incident being the incident of the Ashabul Kahf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the challenge, the fitna of environment. The second incident being the incident of the two friends, one who owned a garden, one who was wealthy and one who wasn't wealthy. This is the challenge of wealth. The third incident is the incident of Musa alayhi salam and Khadir alayhi salam. And this is the fitna and the challenge of knowledge. And the fourth is the incident of Dhulqarnain. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighting the fitna and challenge of power and authority. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from every type of fitna. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would very often after salah make dua for protection from all types of fitna. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all types of fitna. May Allah keep us and our progeny steadfast on iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to recite the surah, and let us inshallah attend the next few jumu'ahs wherein these different aspects will be highlighted and how we can protect ourselves from all these type of challenges. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.